Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
The Indy 500 was run yesterday, and look who sang the national anthem, Kelly Clarkson. And all reports are that it was just fantastic. Here's just a little piece of it for you right now.
Gallantly streaming, and the rockets are a-climbing.
She sang it a cappella.
The bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
All right, now that is just pretty darn fantastic. Rave reviews for Kelly. However, if you ask me, the gold standard, if you will, for singing the national anthem is still Whitney Houston from the Super Bowl in 1991 in Tampa Bay. Do you remember that? Inducing. And then if you look at this on social media, YouTube and whatnot, you do see comments that it was pre-recorded. And when I saw that, I go, well, now, hang on a second. If it was pre-recorded, it doesn't take away from the quality of the singing. I mean, it was fantastic. And somebody rightly points out, well, even if it was pre-recorded, she still had to sing that way at one point. True. However, there is something to be said about being able to do it there in a live venue in front of those thousands of people and millions on TV that you can't reproduce in a studio somewhere. So if that's the case, again, I hope it wasn't pre-recorded Whitney Houston's, because again, I've always gone by that is the greatest performance of the national anthem I've ever seen. But if that's the case, Kelly Clarkson's is still pretty darn good, because it's a cappella for one thing, and you know, there is something about having music behind you that sort of drives you forward a bit. I will tell you, as one who has sang the national anthem, I did it once in my life. I know. Have you picked yourself up off the floor yet? Okay. Yeah, I did it once in my life. Back in 2002, Father's Day 2002, for a minor league baseball game in New Jersey. And yes, it was a cappella, and it was fun, and you know, everybody said it was a pretty darn good, you know, I mean, if you do a search online, Kevin Hilly National Anthem, you'll find it, trust me. Prepare yourself. But, no, trust me, I ain't comparing it to anybody good, all right? But it wasn't horrible either. But that being said, I don't know, does Whitney Houston's, who, which again, they say was recorded. Versus Kelly Clarkson's.
Does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
I don't know.
Or the land of the free and the home of the brave.
You know, The thing that was nice is she didn't go on any kind of unnecessary runs on it. She pretty much sang the song straight up, the way it's meant to be. So I don't know. I'm a bit conflicted now this morning, I have to admit. But if you want to see Kelly's version of that, you can go to our Wave Facebook page. It is there for you to check out on your own.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.